Welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show, and now it's time to go to the Fool Phones, as we are wont to do every week on this show. I welcome back Diana Yoakum, our resident personal finance expert here at the Motley Fool. Diana, welcome.
Thank you, David.
Let's go to the phones. The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL, looking for your financial questions and comments. 866-677-3665. Feeling carefree? I guess Michael may be in Arizona. Carefree, Arizona. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. This is very exciting. I'm very excited.
Well, it's a pleasure for us to be talking to you. And let me ask you, are things really carefree in carefree Arizona?
Yes, we are primarily a retirement town. If you like golf, this is the place to be.
Sounds wonderful. I do, and I wish I were there. What's your question, sir?
I have a young friend in Australia, and the other day he mentioned to me that he wants to begin his investing life. He just completed or is about to complete his first year of college, and I want to build a fool. Where do you recommend I start with this young man?
That's really wonderful. Now, let me say ahead of time, Michael, that if this is one of those so-called friends in quotes, but it's actually just you, you can be straight with us and we'll give you the answer if this is a made-up friend. Sometimes people do that on our show.
Michael, you're in a safe place.
Oh, well, thank you. No, it's not me.
Okay, so this is actually a real person in Australia. Okay, wonderful. Well, we're going to give the American answer to the Australian question because I think, Diana, we should talk in terms of timeless applicability to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we absolutely appreciate Michael attempting to create another young fool. That's, of course, with a capital F on this show, and that's a good thing. Let me toss out the first idea. I think it comes down to being a net saver first, Michael. I think that too much of America and so much of the world is not a net saver. You can't be an effective investor if you don't have some form of capital, i.e., money that is yours that has no debts tied to it. You're not having to pay it back to somebody else and paying interest on it. It really is free and clear capital that you can make a choice about how to allocate that, how to invest it. So for a lot of us, this involves getting into the habit, right? One of the best habits of all, of saving. And I like to talk about, for a younger person, 5 to 10% of his salary is a wonderful amount to start with. By the way, if your young friend is even younger than that, is a teenager and is not yet working, that's a great time to start saving. Teenagers will be able to compound that growth over longer periods of time and often don't have as much to spend money on or fewer responsibilities, so that's a great time to start. But when we're talking about starting in the working world, 5 to 10% of our salary as younger people is great. For those who are a little bit more advanced, maybe for those in carefree Arizona, 10 to 20% would be a really nice thing to shoot for if it's doable. So I think starting with the habit of saving mm-hmm. is step number one.
One great way to get into this habit is really to trick yourself into saving. And how you do that is you set up a separate account. And when we talk about starting to invest, a discount brokerage account, that is the perfect medium for anyone in the world can set up a discount brokerage account or go online.
Sure, they have them in Australia as well.
Exactly.
Michael, let me ask you, are you a net saver, sir?
I am.
Okay, so you already get that.
Yes, very much. In fact, my wife and I are retired, so we are well on our way.
Well, that's really wonderful to hear, and that's part of the pleasure of retirement is being able to spread those good thoughts and good habit forming to younger people, and that's exactly what we're talking about. So you get the net saver thing. I want to underline Diana's point. Number two is that discount brokerage account. If this is a minor we're talking about, adults, I guess majors, parents or guardians or friends can set up accounts for people under the age of 18. But Australia has discount brokerage firms just like we do here in the U.S. That's a great next step. Number three is to treat that account like a real bank. Treat the stock market like a bank over time. Keep adding money to it.
Automate, automate, automate. I mean, that is really the way to start filling up and to build wealth over time.
That's right. And whether you want to put that money into an index fund, if that is what your young, foolish friend might want to start with, or if that person is engaged by the topic of the stock market, enjoys following business and making guesses about whether Burger King's new ad campaign is a winner or not, and the implications for this or that company or stock. For people who are conversant in that way, and I'm one of them, I love the topic, I think you can invest in stocks directly, and that's a lot of the fun of investing. But for a lot of the rest of us who don't have time or the inclination, that index fund is a great answer. In either case, point number three, treat the stock market like your bank. That means you're making a long-term commitment, you're trying to deposit more and more into it, and you're not getting carried away with short-term movements up or down in that brokerage account.
Thank you. That sounds like a great focus for him.
And Michael, to close, for all of us who don't have friends in Australia, I think I count myself among that group, how did you find yourself as a financial advisor, in a sense, to a guy in Australia?
My wife and I attended university in Australia, and while there we purchased a home, and the realtor that we used is this young man's mother, and we've just stayed in touch.
That's really great. Can you put on an Australian accent for us briefly?
No, mate, I'm no good at that.
Okay, good. That passes on this show. Thank you very much, Michael. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for the Fool Phones for this week. The Fool Phone lines are always open for your calls and comments, financially focused. The phone number, 866-NPR-FOOL, 866-677-3665.